Okay, so today is 30 January 2022. It's the last Sunday of January this year. And let's see here. I'm Charlie Garrett, and this is a CG report. Might be challenging. That and a lot of other things to go over on today's report. All right, let's see here. We got a little bit of news from Israel today from Arat Shiva, Israel. U.S. test Arrow 3 space missile capable of downing satellites. The Israel Missile Defense Organization, together with the United States Missile Defense Agency and the IDF, conducted a successful flight test of the Arrow weapons system and Arrow 3 interceptor, which is designed to intercept ballistic missiles outside of the Earth's atmosphere. Experts have suggested the missile could also be used to destroy satellites in orbit. The test was performed at a test site in central Israel and led by IAI. AWS Operational Radars Array detected the target and transferred data to the Battle Management Control, which analyzed the data and established a defense plan. After the defense plan was established, two Arrow 3 interceptors were launched toward the target and successfully completed the mission. This test was designed to challenge every element of the Arrow weapon system, and it performed beautifully. Data collected from this test will guide future development of the AWS. So they can get these ballistic missiles coming in, and they can take them right out of the sky. Amazing. Zero hedge. Israel used Pegasus spyware against own citizens for warrantless surveillance. I don't know if you've been hearing about the Pegasus spyware from the NSO over in Israel, but it's been used in governments around the world, and they were actually using it against their own citizens in Israel. Not a wise thing to do. Digital privacy advocates were alarmed, but not surprised, by a report alleging that police in Israel used NSO's Pegasus spyware against Israeli citizens, including opponents of former right-wing Prime Minister Netanyahu. According to Calculist, the Special Ops Cyber Unit of Israel's police remotely planted the private company's spyware on phones belonging to political activists, mayors, former government employees, and others, taking over their devices and having the ability to listen to all their calls and read all their messages. The reporting indicates that the extrajudicial surveillance occurred without court supervision, and police did not request search or bugging warrants for the targeted individuals who were suspected of no crimes. Okay, I just read an article this morning that the FBI wants this spyware. They want it. Shocking. It will be used. Well, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they already have this, and they're using it politically in our government. There's no doubt about it. The left is devious. They're a bunch of devious people. They're bad people, and they are certainly doing this. But now they want this specifically from Israel because it targets certain things that have been untargetable in the past. And I'm sure that they're going to do this. They're going to use everything, every device they can against Trump and anybody else that comes against them in the days ahead. Just expect it, okay? And if you're on the right, expect it to happen to you if you have any voice at all out there. From Haaretz, U.S. fear of Putin, Erdogan spells end of Israel's natural gas pipeline to Europe. Now, they're saying this in a doomsday fashion. It's not really the end of it, but it looks like it might be the end. So we'll say it that way. In 2020, then Energy Minister Yuval Steinmetz promised that Israel and Greece would jointly establish the East Med gas pipeline at a cost of 6 billion euros, something we've talked about several times over the past year and a half. Last week, it turned out that what looked at the time to be no more than happy talk was indeed unfeasible after the U.S. poured cold water on the project. There are three main reasons for its failure: economic, environmental, and most importantly, geopolitical. In July 2020, the government, with the support of President Trump, authorized the establishment of the East Med pipeline. The goal of the pipeline was to create a natural gas supply route from Israel to Cyprus and on to Europe. with the aim of reducing European dependence on Russian gas. Well, we've got a communist in the White House right now, which has been working against our own interests and for Russia's interest by the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And of course, this would interfere with that as well. So when you have communists in control of your country and you're the largest country on the planet, then you can do these type of things, harming people that should be your allies and that you should be supporting. The project gained momentum after Turkey, the largest gas consumer in the region, said it had no interest in buying gas from Cypriot or Israeli reserves. Even though gas prices in Europe are high at the moment, they could drop sharply to 2020 levels. Thus the grandiose project would lose economic viability. Moreover, Israel, which exports gas to Egypt and Jordan, is also planning to construct an additional pipeline to Egypt in order to increase gas exports to the country. Therefore, even if there was room for a pipeline to Europe, it is not at all certain that Israel has enough gas to supply the continent, assuming that Jerusalem needs to maintain its energetic security for the coming decades. Another issue lurking in the background is the environmental issue, which is becoming more pressing with every day that passes. What a bunch of hooey that is. They've got Nord Stream 2. That's not affecting the environment? It's all just nonsense. Europe wishes to lead the world in shifting to renewable energies, and Biden has declared a goal of zero carbon emissions for the U.S. by 2050. Even though Europe recognizes natural gas as a less polluting alternative than coal, it still emits large amount of greenhouse gases. Israel has not yet officially reacted to the U-turn made by the American admin on the EastMed pipeline. But according to a senior source knowledgeable about the project, the admin's announcement could enable Israel to back out of the project, which is not compatible with environmental goals declared by Prime Minister Bennett with regard to zero emissions. On the other hand, according to the same source, Israel does not wish to be seen as giving in to American dictates on gas policy and economic ties with Europe, especially as at this moment it is still committed to the issue. So there you go with that. But you can see everything that has happened since the current administration moved in, not just with Israel, but with everything, is just bad. Everything they do is bad. Everything is contrary to American values, and yet they keep pushing this communist agenda. And the American public eventually will have to do something about it. Hopefully it'll happen in the next few months when we have the elections, and then they can just put a stop to this guy for 2 years and then go on from there. But we'll see what happens. Times of Israel. Israel signed scandal-ridden $3 billion deal with Germany to buy new submarines. Talked about this a couple times as well, and so it's finally signed. Israel closed a deal to purchase three submarines from Germany, even as cabinet ministers are set to vote on establishing a commission of inquiry into the agreement, which is entangled in an investigation into alleged corruption and bribes that has already resulted in multiple indictments. The submarines, an upgraded version of the existing Dolphin-class diesel-electric model that Israel already has, will be among the most advanced of their kind in the world. The agreement also calls for the construction of a simulator in Israel, as well as logistic support and the supply of spare parts. The new submarines will upgrade naval capabilities and will assist in preserving Israel's military edge in the region. Good stuff there. And from the Epoch Times, of course, Israel panel recommends fourth COVID-19 vaccine dose for all adults, not just the olders anymore, all adults, because the first three didn't work. We got some news concerning Christianity. And before I give you our first article, Terry Pop, who is in South Africa, is through all of the sermons, all of them. She's gone through every sermon we've ever done. And she said, "I have now started your Bible studies." Good job, Terry. All right, Epoch Times. Justice Gorsuch scorches Virginia City for denying churches tax exemption. Justice Gorsuch upbraided Fredericksburg, Virginia for denying a tax exemption to two church leaders living in a church-owned house after the city determined that the church's own governing documents undermined its claim that the leaders were entitled to a tax exemption. Gorsuch was the sole dissenter from the Supreme Court's decision not to take up the case known as Trustees of the New Life in Christ Church versus City of Fredericksburg. So all of them dissented except this guy. He wanted it to be held. Nobody else did, so it will not be held. There was no indication of how many justices voted to steer clear of the appeal. At least four of the nine justices would have had to vote to hear the case in order for the High Court to have accepted it. In his dissenting opinion, Gorsuch wrote, "I would grant the petition and summarily reverse. The First Amendment does not permit bureaucrats or judges to subject religious beliefs to verification. About this, the court has spoken plainly and consistently for many years. Such governmental intrusions into ecclesiastical questions are impermissible," and he cited precedent. "Absolute proof of insincerity or fraud, a church's decision on matters purely ecclesiastical, although affecting civil rights, are accepted in litigation before the secular courts as conclusive. The framers of our Constitution were acutely aware of how governments in Europe had sought to control and manipulate religious practices and churches. They resolved that America would be different. In this country, we would not subscribe to the arrogant pretension that secular officials may serve as competent judges of religious truth." I love this guy. Reading this is wonderful. He quoted James Madison in that last one. "Bureaucratic efforts to subject religious beliefs to verification have no place in a free country," the justice concluded. We got somebody at least on our side on the religious matters. I don't know about his other decisions. I haven't followed him, but I'm very happy to see that. News 24, LGBT Catholic officials stage mass coming out in Germany. More than 100 Catholic Church officials in Germany came out as LGBT, queer, or non-binary, adding to calls for reform within the crisis-hit church. Demands for a more liberal attitude to homosexuality within the German church have coincided with uproar over reports of widespread child sex abuse by Catholic clergymen in the country, including allegations of cases where the former Pope Benedict the 16th failed to act. You know, it's like one giant den of iniquity worldwide. I hate to say it. You know what? There are a lot of Catholics that mean well. Quite often they will email me and they'll talk about their Catholicism and how they're struggling with it. I got to tell you, they ought to just leave it. It is a den of iniquity. It's not getting better. Even Mel Gibson, who's completely sold out to Catholicism, said, "We need to reform this church." He said it yesterday or the day before. He said, "There needs to be a house cleaning. There needs to just be a closing of that house." Yeah, they need to get back to the Word. You need to get back to the Word of God and get away from this nonsense. Yeah. They're allowing this stuff. The 125-strong group, which includes priests and workers in education and administration, published a statement demanding an end to the discrimination and exclusion they had experienced. "I don't want to hide my sexual identity anymore," Uwe Grau, a priest in the Diocese of Rottenburg-Stuttgart, was quoted on the group's website as saying. "We are a part of the church." They're going to find out how much part they are not of the church when they stand before the Lord. That's what they're going to find out. "We always have been. It's time to finally make it clear that we exist and how wonderfully queer the body of Christ is." I can't even imagine uttering those words and thinking you're going to get away unscathed. I can't even imagine it. The statement called for free access to all pastoral vocations and an end to what the signatories called a system of concealment, double standards, and dishonesty. I'll agree with all of them. Absolutely. But it shouldn't be tolerated at all. Instead, they're just concealing it. It shouldn't be allowed. But this is what's happened in the Catholic Church. And it's only degraded over the years to the point where now it's just absolute wickedness. Entering into a non-heterosexual relationship or marriage must never be considered a breach of loyalty and consequently an obstacle to employment or a reason for dismissal, they said. So you can't have any standards at all in this world. And if you're in the Catholic Church, it doesn't really matter anyway. But this is the thought process of these people. This is permeating all denominations all around the world right now. It's unbelievable how quickly this world is going south. All right, some news from the Mideast and Africa today. From the Jerusalem Post, UAE asks U.S. to redesignate because Biden stepped in and undesignated them almost immediately, Houthis, as terror group after drone attack. UAE Foreign Minister Al Nahyan asked Blinken to redesignate the Iran-aligned Houthi movement in Yemen as a terrorist organization. The request follows the recent missile and drone attack on the Emirati capital of Abu Dhabi, which killed 3 people and injured 6 others. The Houthis took credit for the attack. The Yemenite militant and Islamist political movement has also routinely attempted to launch attacks on other countries in the area, especially Saudi Arabia, which is currently leading a coalition against it. The Houthis have also launched attack on ships, including one against an Emirati vessel that was reportedly a warning to Israel. President Trump had designated the Houthis as a terrorist group during his administration, which was the right thing to do. However, Biden removed this designation, the wrong thing to do, within a month of taking up the Oval Office, claiming that it had complicated sending aid to the people of civil war-ravaged Yemen. Unbelievable. Breitbart, ISA, Biden admitted he meant to withdraw clumsily from Afghanistan. Representative Daryl Issa reacted to Biden saying he doesn't have any apologies for the withdrawal from Afghanistan after stating that Biden admitted he meant to handle the withdrawal poorly because Biden thought he could blame President Trump. Issa said, well, I think it's best said in his own press conference. If you have no apologies, that means you did it deliberately. If you had no apologies, that means you meant to do it. He meant to withdraw clumsily from Afghanistan because he believed he could blame his predecessor. There you go with that. And from GB News, Liverpool bomber's asylum claim rejected by court 6 years before the attack. This is just a couple months ago. This guy went in and did a bombing. He only killed himself, but no big deal. He could have killed a lot of people. But the fact is that they had rejected his asylum claim 6 years before he blew himself and tried to blow other people up, right? And he's still in the UK. When you get an asylum revoked, you send him out. Yeah. And they didn't do it, and this is the result. The UK is going to be flushed one of these days, and it's not going to be long because they cannot identify the problem. The problem is within them, and they're not willing to identify it, and they are going to be, just like all these other countries, they're going to suffer greatly. Just like the U.S. is, don't get me wrong, not picking on the U.K. These people have a problem within, and they are not willing to identify it. Instead, they're blaming mothers that are protesting people, perverts, in the school districts. They don't want this being taught to their children, and they are being identified as domestic terrorists. There's a problem in this world. It is not mothers that are concerned about their children's education. Now something interesting from Mongolia, from ECNS. China-Europe freight trains a boost for Mongolia's foreign exchange flows. Flows means money coming in, money going out. Okay, foreign exchange flows, train going in, train going out. See the connection? Here we go. The China-Europe freight train service via the territory of Mongolia is very important for the Mongolian economy because all fees of the freight train service are paid in foreign currencies, which increases its foreign exchange reserves. The number of freight trains via Mongolian territory for the China-Europe route is growing year by year. A total of 2,513 such trains traveled through Mongolia in 2021, an increase of about 200 from the previous year. Last year, the China-Europe freight train service generated at least $58.2 million from Mongolia's railway sector alone. Mongolia aims to be a transit state, offering the shortest route from Europe to Asia through its territory. Good stuff. Okay, Daniel prophesied that technology would increase in the end times. What's up in that regard? From New Atlas, Petra's remarkable thermal bore cuts through undrillable rock. You've got rock that could never be drilled through in the past, ever. It was impossible. And now they have developed something called a thermal bore. It's very cool. It's this little thing. It goes up and it's so hot that it actually cracks the rock as it's going through and the rock sheds off, and then they just tailor it out, okay? Let's see here. San Francisco startup Petra says its new contactless thermal drilling robot, that means there's no contact with the stone at all, can make steady progress through the hardest rock on Earth, stuff that would normally destroy drilling equipment, so quickly and cheaply that it could make a lot of underground infrastructure projects economically feasible. The semi-autonomous Swifty robot system can create 18 to 60 inch, that's from about this big to about that big diameter tunnels, through any geology, blasting the rock with an extremely hot, high-pressured spallation head such that it glows, chars, and flings away. Petra says it's demonstrated the robot's capability by boring a 24-inch tunnel through 20 feet of Sioux quartzite, which Abrams describes as the hardest rock on Earth, harder than bluestone granite, the type of rock that would normally have to be dynamited. Swifty progressed at a rate of an inch a minute. The company says this new robot uses a combination of remote control and machine vision to get its job done, and it's the first micro-tunneling robot that can reverse out of its own tunnel, costing 30 to 90% less than conventional trenchless methods and opening up access to previously undrillable areas. Petra says its new technology will make it much more economically viable for governments and utilities to run vital power and communication cables underground, where they're safe from vandalism, wildfires, high winds, and other threats. Good stuff. Very interesting. You watch it, and it just it kind of moves like this over the surface of the rock, and the rock is just blasting off. Very cool. New Atlas again. Thermoelectric device wraps around hot pipes to generate electricity. You got a hot pipe, you put it around there, and you can generate electricity. Created via a collaboration between Penn State University and the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, the experimental thermoelectric device is made up of a multiple flat square module known as couples. Unlike previously developed flat rigid setups, this design allows the 72-couple device to be wrapped around hot water pipes or other types of pipes that get hot in a home, factory, or anywhere else. As is the case with other thermoelectric devices, an electrical current is generated as electrons move from the warmer inner side of each couple to its cooler outer side. The greater the temperature difference between the two sides, the stronger the current. The electricity can be channeled into a grid or used to charge a battery. When applied to a hot gas flue pipe, the prototype is claimed to have exhibited the highest ever reported output power and device power density from a single thermoelectric generator. In more detail, a 3-inch squared version of the device utilized a 570 degrees Celsius temperature difference to deliver a total power output of 56.6 watts. Think about an industrial power plant with pipes hundreds of feet long, and you can wrap these devices around an area that large. You could generate kilowatts of energy from wasted heat that's normally just being thrown away. You could convert discarded heat into something useful. So it's kind of interesting. Get a little bit of energy back. And, you know, as that develops, I can see it getting even more efficient. So there you go with that. Okay. It's a dangerous world, including the inevitable plagues the book of Revelation prophesies of. What's going on there? From Georgia Star News. Florida. We're in Florida, right? It's cold today, isn't it? Okay. Georgia Star News says orange juice prices are expected to soar after worst harvest since 1945. Imagine that, 1945. There was nothing in Florida in 1945 except orange. I mean, that was pretty much it. 1945. Grandpa moved here in 1948, and we've been poking around here ever since. But I can tell you, this was one wild place even when I was growing up. Okay, orange juice prices are expected to soar in 2022 after inclement weather and citrus disease constrained the supply of oranges in the United States while demand surged during the pandemic. I guess if you're in lockdown, you drink a lot of orange juice. I don't know. That's whatever. Frozen orange juice futures climbed over 50% during the COVID-19 pandemic and reached a two-year high in January. You have your classical supply-demand mismatch. The supply-demand conflict will cause consumers to see much higher prices at the supermarket. The Department of Agriculture expects Florida to produce 44.5 million boxes of oranges in 2022, the lowest figure since 1945, when the Sunshine State harvested 42.23 million boxes. Florida oranges make up a majority of the country's orange juice supply, and the crop supply has been shrinking in recent years. Florida oranges have reportedly been impacted by an insidious citrus disease known as, does anybody know this?
Citrus greening.
Boy, I got a smart congregation here, which causes smaller oranges and less fruit per tree. Juice producers who already paid a premium due to supply disruptions now must buy more oranges to produce enough juice, placing the price increase on customers. That means you and me, my little wife over there. She's an orange juice fanatic. Well, no orange juice for you, baby. Oh, you know what? Our daughter is in town. Did you see her? Is she still here? She's gone, isn't she? Is she here? No, she left. Anyway, she's in town. She got a job in Florida, so she's going to be moving back home. Woohoo! All right, Fox 8, not seen in 5 years. USDA issues alert over bird flu concerns. Already in the last 2 months, multiple cases have been detected in Canada and Europe, but these new cases are reportedly the first seen in the wild in the United States in 5 years. And while Eurasian H5 avian influenza is not considered a high risk to humans, the illness can quickly affect bird populations. This same strain of flu decimated part of the U.S. turkey industry in 2015, leaving more than 50 million birds dead in what the USDA has called the most serious animal health disease incident in the country's history. And now we got it back here in the U.S. Wall Street Journal. Farms are failing as fertilizer prices drive up cost of food. From Granite Rock. Peer-reviewed, ivermectin resulted in a 67% reduction in COVID hospitalization and a 70% reduction in COVID mortality. Peer-reviewed study in Brazil. Gateway Pundit, fully vaccinated Malta reaches record COVID-19 death rate. Mail Online, Senator Mitt Romney, 74, tests positive for COVID-19, he's fully vaxxed and boosted. Means pretty much nothing. Morality is declining. Here's some news on that. Mail Online. Washington University in St. Louis hosts an event claiming professionalism is racist because it silences marginalized people of color. That is about as racist as a statement as you can get. That they would say that Black people cannot achieve, and so it's racist to achieve. That's what it's saying. That's exactly what it's saying. The left is the most racist group of people on this planet, is the left in the United States of America. And talk about people without any morals at all. What's that guy's name that we were talking about yesterday, that dolt? Neil Young, the singer. And then Joni Baez, or whatever name is, followed suit. They're protesting by taking their songs off of Spotify because there's somebody they don't like that is on Spotify.
Who cares?
And yeah, you know what, though? The deal is, bye-bye. The deal with these people is, though, that they are protesting the opposite of what they claimed they were protesting in the 60s. Yep. They were all against the government. They're not against the government. They are communists.
Right.
That's what they were in the 60s promoting, and that's what they're promoting today. These people are communists. What's that?
Southern man don't need
me. Yeah, he don't need us either. We don't need him. Oh, God, Southern man. Oh. Just everything that the left does is bad. I'm sorry. If you're watching and you're a lefty, you're just bad. All right. Mail Online. California mom takes legal action against school district after two teachers secretly manipulated her daughter, 11, into believing she was a transgender boy and gave tips on how to bind her. It's just absolutely crazy that they are even allowing these people to be in schools. Once that kind of stuff comes out, they ought to fire them immediately, and they just get rid of all of them. Get rid of all the people in the school districts and start all over again. Daily Caller, Denver Elementary School to hold BLM event teaching kindergartners, first graders to disrupt the nuclear family. Recognize trans antagonistic violence. This is their goal in this nation, is a complete destruction of our society, yes, of the morality and the underpinnings of our society. That's all they want. Breitbart, transgender professor misgenders students on purpose. Now do this on the other side and you'll go to jail. Yeah. If they don't comply with woke sex disclosure, the professor is purposefully misgendering people and they're not going to do anything about it because this person is a insane lefty. Georgia Star News, Colorado elementary school teachers begin Rainbow Fridays to promote LGBT content to children. From Reason, Seattle and Detroit move toward decriminalizing psychedelics. Worked everywhere else, might as well do it here too. Though state laws in both places have not yet adapted, consumers of ethnogenic plants and fungi are now less likely to be arrested and prosecuted in the two cities. Well, we're not going to prosecute them, so let's just make it legal. Okay, some other news from around the world. As I say each week, please be sure to check out the Superior Word sermons, okay? From Breitbart. You know, we had Ron open us today, and Ron was talking about a Muslim that eventually came to Christ, and his approach was to go to Christians and destroy their belief in Christ, and then he would be vindicated in his approach. You know, I'm a Muslim, I can show where your religion is wrong. And the problem was that none of the people this guy talked to knew their Bible. And so they had no way of refuting that guy until one guy was able to defend his faith because he knew the Bible. And from there, they worked together for 4 years, and eventually that guy came to Christ. And he became a minister. And he's traveled around the world telling people the gospel of Jesus simply because somebody knew his Bible. Instead of watching 452 prophecy updates every week, he watched the Superior Word prophecy update, and then he went home and read his Bible. That's probably what happened. Okay, Breitbart. Schweitzer, Biden family received some $31 million from individuals linked to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence.
Shocking.
Yeah, shocking. One of the most startling things we uncovered is the simple fact that the Biden family, while he was vice president and continuing when he became president, or filled the office, I should say, received some $31 million from Chinese individuals who are linked to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence. And these deals, which we lay out in the book, it's a book he wrote, were carried out by a couple of individuals. One is a guy named Che Feng. Hunter Biden in the Hunter Biden emails refers to him as the super chairman. That's kind of his nickname for him. And he says in one email, "I don't believe in the lottery anymore, but I believe in the super chairman." This guy's a traitor. He's just a traitor to our nation. And his father is too. We know that. His business partner was the vice minister at the Ministry for State Security. He was in charge of, among other things, recruiting foreign nationals to spy for China. He was the head of something called the Number 8 Bureau. It doesn't get any higher than that. These are the sorts of individuals that were striking deals with Hunter Biden. In this particular case, Che Feng happened to help a $20 million deal to be secured. Another individual that helped arrange that deal is a guy named Mr. Zhao. Mr. Zhao helped with that $20 million deal. He also sent $5 million to Hunter Biden. And he sent that money from a very interesting business called Harvest Global. According to Schweitzer, Zhao's business partner is the daughter of the former head of the Ministry of State Security. This is the guy who runs the entire spy apparatus for China. Again, it does not get any higher than that. I don't know of a time in American history where the American First family has had this kind of financial bond with a foreign intelligence service, especially a foreign intelligence service that wants to defeat the United States in global competition. Traitors at the very highest levels of our government. National Pulse. Biden DOJ drops charges against MIT scientist allegedly working for Chinese Communist Party. Of course they do. Biden's DOJ dropped charges against Gang Chen, a MIT professor indicted under the Trump admin for concealing financial ties to the CCP while receiving federal research grants from the U.S. federal prosecutor's decision to drop the case follows the White House tapping another professor from MIT, Elizabeth Reynolds, for a senior post on the National Economic Council. The National Pulse has previously revealed Reynolds' link to Chen beyond working for the same university. She attended a 2017 conference in China alongside Chen, where MIT professors were advising the CCP on economic and technological developments. A state-run media outlet summary of the event also revealed that the conference speakers were extending their expertise to officials from Shanghai. Just traitors. All of them, all of them up there in the administration are all traitors. Zero Hedge, impossible to regulate. Good. Ghost Gunner introduces new 0% receiver. If you're familiar with 3D printed firearms, oh, I got my printer printing one off right now while we're here. Yeah. Or 80% receivers, a company that may sound very familiar to you is Defense Distributed. The Austin-based company was the first to distribute 3D files for their Liberator handgun, empowering anyone with a 3D printer to assemble a firearm privately in their home. With the ATF's pending rule change, previously classified items as not firearms will become firearms, and ATF will start requiring firearm parts to be serialized and tracked like guns. This means that under this rule change, if you want to purchase a barrel for a rifle, you would have to undergo a background check like that barrel was a completed gun, even though it isn't. The ATF, DOJ, the anti-gun politicians, and the lobby that supports them seem to think that this will stop people from manufacturing firearms for personal use inside their homes. This couldn't be further from the truth. Even without Defense Distributed's newest product, the Ghost Gunner 3 is a three-axis CNC machine that can take a metal block and can create a lower receiver in a relatively short period. You can then assemble that lower into a completed firearm without it being registered. Since the only part needed to create these homemade firearms is a block of metal, it would be entirely impossible for the ATF to regulate these without an act of Congress. While the anti-gun politicians pat themselves on the back for stopping the proliferation of privately made firearms, Defense Distributed was hard at work crafting a tool that empowers citizens to expand their Second Amendment rights and makes regulation irrelevant. From GB News, BBC accused of making woke cuts of classic comedies. Anybody like Monty Python or Dad's Army or any of those British funny shows? They're all being censored. They're going back into the archives and they're taking things out they don't like. Yeah. An anonymous radio listener has suggested BBC have been editing classic comedies to remove jokes they consider racially or politically insensitive. Repeats of classics such as Dad's Army and Steptoe and Son have reportedly had jokes and sometimes full sketches removed by the broadcaster. The anonymous Radio 4 extra listener has documented the changes, which they described as woke cuts, being made over several years to remove content which could now be seen as racist, politically incorrect, or misogynistic. A spokesman for the BBC confirmed to The Times that we edit some episodes so that they're suitable for broadcast today, including removing racially offensive languages and stereotypes from decades ago, as the vast majority of our audience would expect.
1984.
Yeah, 1984, there you go. From GB News, university puts trigger warning for explicit material talking about 1984. Listen to this on George Orwell's 1984. The University of Northampton says some texts might be challenging for some students. might be challenging.
The truth.
Yeah, the truth might be challenging for you. So we're going to take it away. Epic Times. U.S. now requires all foreign travelers to be COVID-19 vaccinated when crossing land ports and ferry terminals. And yet, you can come over the southern border in the millions, and nobody will ask you to do anything. In fact, they'll give you a free ride anywhere in the United States of America on an airplane because you show them your arrest warrant and that is your travel ticket. And you don't have to be vaccinated. This has nothing to do with COVID-19. This has nothing to do with it. This has absolute to do with control, complete control of you as a citizen of the United States of America, what you can buy, what you can't buy, what you can get at the store, what you can't get at the store. This is about completely controlling your lives. And they don't care about COVID-19 one bit. Neil Young, Joni Baez, they're dolts. They have no idea what they're talking about. They smoked way too much pot in the 60s. They never got over that. And that's the problem with these people. They have no idea what's going on in this nation. They're clueless. All right, Breitbart. New York City mayor calls for more gun control after felon shot two officers. Felon? Yeah. Shouldn't even have a gun? Oh, more gun control. That'll take care of it. That's their answer for everything. The economy's failing. Need gun control. Fox News. Gavin Newsom clarifies calling train thieves gangs. Forgive me, they're organized groups. They're dolts. These people are dolts. I'm sorry. That's all there is to it. Breitbart. CNN ratings plummet 78% to below 500,000 viewers. They have less than 500,000 viewers. And when you get that low, it is technically impossible to get anybody to do ads with you, to sponsor you. Yes, it is technically. But people will continue to support them because they're insane.
Right.
Yes. Epic Times. National Weather Service issues falling iguana alert in Florida. Yes, that's true. They are dropping all over the place in South Florida. Up here, we have less iguanas. We do have some. But down there, you just walk under a tree and you're bound to get dropped on. Okay, yes. Hey, listen, Sergio and Rhoda were out yesterday. It was cold yesterday, and they were taking a picture of one that was absolutely just like this on the ground, okay? Today, those poor things are just dropping like flies.
Yes.
Or like iguanas, whatever. Okay, who said it? This is a rather recent quote. Many of us are pondering when things will return to normal. The short response is, never. Nothing will ever return to the broken sense of normalcy that pervaded prior to the crisis because the coronavirus pandemic marks a fundamental inflection point in our global trajectory.
Dr. Colby.
Yes, Schwab, that's exactly right. Who said that? You did. Okay, who said Colby? It wasn't. Okay. Schwab and Mallory in COVID-19, The Great Reset. He said, this is our trajectory. This is what we want. And that is what's happening.
Yep.
Okay, got a Lesrick here for you. Let's see if you can figure out what he was writing about. The prices on OJ will rise. It will happen in front of our eyes. With demand and disease that brings man to his knees, it will certainly be no surprise. Okay, we got a bit of irony here for you today. Mail Online. Does anybody know that Meatloaf just died? Anybody know that?
Yeah.
Everybody here knows that Meatloaf just died.
Yeah.
No more long nights by the dashboard light, okay? They're over. Once again, we have people apologizing for what they do that's coincidental to something else. This time, Weber Barbecue. Yes, from Mail Online, Weber Barbecue brand apologizes for poorly timed meatloaf recipe emailed to customers around the world hours after the singer Meatloaf died. Such is the world in which we live. So from Sarasota, Florida to Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, I'm Charlie Garrett, and that is your CG report for the week.